Thursday, August 31st, 2023. Welcome, everybody, to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my WWE Payback Predictions episode. WWE Payback takes place live this Saturday, September the 2nd, from the PBG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is a special episode for me because I will be attending WWE Payback this Saturday in Pittsburgh. I don't have tickets yet, but I will get tickets. I always get tickets. So, let's get into it. WWE Payback 2023. This is the first WWE Payback since the 2020 edition of Payback during the Thunderdome era. This is the first time WWE is going to have Payback on a Saturday, and this is the first pay-per-view in Pittsburgh since Extreme Rules in July of 2018. Last time I was in Pittsburgh was December 2016, 7 years ago, for WWE Roadblock, End of the Line. That event featured Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks in a Iron Woman match. It also featured Universal Champion Kevin Owens versus United States Champion Roman Reigns. So it tells you how far we've come since last time I've been to Pittsburgh for a pay-per-view. But let's get into it. As of now, there's only 6 matches on the card. I don't know if they add more matches tomorrow night on SmackDown. You know, they're going to have Jimmy Uso back on SmackDown tomorrow. So we'll see what we get with that. If we get a Jimmy Uso match, if we get some kind of Bloodline match. They said the Bloodline's not scheduled for Payback. Roman Reigns is on his vacation time off right now. So no Roman Reigns on Payback. But either way, I'm going to be attending with my girlfriend and my best friend, Henry. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a Judgment Day shirts on. So let's get into it. I'll start off with the Steel Cage match. It's the man, Becky Lynch, Trish Stratus, round 3. You know, ever since Trish Stratus came back, they've given her this heel persona. She wants everyone to thank her. You know, she's got Zoe Stark by her side, but you ain't going to have Zoe Stark in this one, Trish, because it's Steel Cage in the Steel City. Now, who's winning this one? I'm going to say Becky Lynch wins this match because, you know, Rhea Ripley's, you know, Mommy Mania, she's running wild on Monday Night Raw with that Women's World Championship. Io Sky's on SmackDown with that WWE Women's Championship. So Becky Lynch, she needs the win here over Trish Stratus in the Steel Cage match. I think it's going to be a great match. I think it's going to be a very physical, brutal match, Steel Cage. Someone might bleed in this match. So yeah, I think Becky Lynch wins here. I think Trish Stratus goes away. I think this is Trish Stratus' last match for right now. Trish Stratus can come back during the Royal Rumble. And I think Becky Lynch goes on to win the Royal Rumble because I think Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley, that's a WrestleMania match. And I think that would be very good. So either way, my pick to win in the Steel Cage match is the man, Becky Lynch. Let's keep the women's action going for the Women's World Championship. The Women's World Champion, Mommy, Judgment Day's Rhea Ripley is defending against Raquel Rodriguez. I think it's going to be a great match. You know, Rhea Ripley matches are usually short matches. You know, they keep her dominating like that. Raquel Rodriguez is one of Rhea Ripley's most formidable opponents in NXT. They had great matches, you know. So I think it's going to be a good match. I don't see Rhea Ripley losing here. You know, Rhea Ripley has put herself at the helm, at the front of the Judgment Day. She's the glue that's keeping the Judgment Day together because Finn Balor and Damian Priest aren't on the same page. You got JD McDonagh in there trying to, you know, put everyone back together, but they don't trust him yet because he's Finn Balor's protege. Rhea Ripley retains here over Raquel. I hope it's a good 10 to, you know, 15-minute match. I don't want a squash match. But Raquel wins here and continues her reign as a Women's World Champion. Next up, we have the United States Championship on the line. It's the United States Champion. He's representing the LWO, the Master of the 619, Rey Mysterio, defending against Austin Theory. I don't see Rey Mysterio losing here. I don't think they're going to put back on Theory. I think Rey Mysterio wins here, retains his United States Championship. Maybe Santos Escobar turns on Rey Mysterio, or maybe they do, you know, a gentleman's match, because you can't keep breaking up all these stables, right? They broke up the Bloodline. Imperium, they don't get along all the time. You don't have that many factions right now. So LWO, I would keep them together, and maybe Santos, you know, maybe he says, hey, can I get a shot at the title? But either way, my pick to win and retain the United States Championship, Rey Mysterio. The next match, I think this is going to be one of the better matches on the card. It's LA Knight versus The Miz. You know, LA Knight, he didn't win Royal Rumble. He didn't win Money in the Bank. He didn't win that United States, not the Royal Rumble, I'm sorry. He didn't win that United States tournament. He won the Slim Jim Battle Royal. That was fun. I was at SummerSlam for that. But LA Knight is so over, man. You know, LA Knight was Bray Wyatt's last opponent. LA Knight went out SmackDown to tribute for Bray Wyatt. Did one of the best promos I've seen. You know, LA Knight was able to give a tribute to Bray Wyatt, was still staying in character. LA Knight's over everywhere. He gets chance in WWE shows. He gets chance in AEW shows. He gets chance at Walmart. LA Knight is the guy, okay? So, LA Knight beats The Miz here. I think it's going to be a great match. And I think this just continues to elevate LA Knight as a main event guy, because LA Knight is a main event guy. The problem is, though, you have Roman Reigns, right? He needs to fight Cody Rhodes. You got Seth Rollins. So once we figure out what we're doing with Seth Rollins and that World Heavyweight Championship, then we'll figure out what we're doing with LA Knight. But either way, my pick to win at WWE Payback is LA Knight. Yeah. All right, next up. World Heavyweight Championship, because I don't think the World Heavyweight Championship's the main event. I don't think it is. So I'm going to say Seth freaking Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura is not the main event. And maybe it is, but I'm going to say it's not. So it's Seth freaking Rollins defending his World Heavyweight Championship against Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura, you know, he wants to be taken more serious. He said he's going to exploit Seth Rollins' weakness, that being Seth Rollins' bad back. He said Seth Rollins' back is broken, and he's going to break Seth Rollins at Payback and win that World Heavyweight Championship. You know, Shinsuke Nakamura and NXT, great NXT champion. Seth Rollins, first ever NXT champion. These guys have history. I think it's going to be a great match. I think Seth Rollins retains here. Maybe after the match, Shinsuke beats down Seth. Maybe Damian Priest comes out to attempt a cash-in. But maybe JD McDonagh interferes. Maybe Finn Balor's like, hey, man, don't cash in yet. We gotta win the main event. Because I do think that the Steel City Street Fight for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships should main event the Payback. So let's get into that. It's a Steel City Street Fight for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. It's the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they're defending against the Judgment Day's my guy, Finn Balor, and Señor Money in the Bank, Damian Priest. Now, I said earlier, right, you can't keep breaking up all these factions, but Bloodline is done, okay? If you want a dominating group, okay, and that being the Judgment Day, gotta keep them strong. Now, like I said before, I think the tag team match is your main event, but you could switch it and you could have Nakamura versus Rollins the main event. But I don't know if you have Damian Priest cash in on Rollins before the main event. I guess it depends how the card goes. But who wins the Undisputed Tag Team Championships? I think that Judgment Day needs to leave Pittsburgh with as many belts, as much gold as they can. Rhea Ripley's going to retain her championship. Dominic's not defending his North American championship, so he's got the title. Put the tag titles on the Judgment Day. My pick to win and become the new Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships is Finn Balor and Damian Priest, because I think Finn Balor and Damian Priest as tag team champions has a more of a story to it, has more intrigue to it, because these two guys can't get along all the time. They're always arguing, because Finn Balor's mad because he lost at the Royal Rumble, which at SummerSlam, which I was there. I was mad, too, about that. Damian Priest keeps costing them matches on accident, quotation marks, because I'm doing audio. You can't see the video. So put the tag team titles on Finn and Damian Priest, and then they have that. They have to get along then. Because it's similar to AEW's Adam Cole and MJF. They're the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, but they don't always get along, right? Because MJF is your world champion, and Adam Cole wants to be world champion, but they have to get along. So I think putting those undisputed tag team titles on Damian Priest and Finn Balor, I think that would be a great ending to Payback. That way, Dominic has a North American title, Rhea Ripley has your world title, Finn and Damian have your undisputed tag team titles. But either way, in the end, the Judgment Day will rise this Saturday in Pittsburgh. They will leave Pittsburgh with all the gold. So there you go, folks. That has been my WWE Payback 2023 predictions episode. Like I said, WWE Payback takes place live this Saturday from the PBG Paints Arena, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Battle Club Guy Tour hits the road Saturday morning. We're driving 5 hours nonstop, baby, to Pittsburgh. I got to see my boy Finn Balor win Tag Team Gold. Well, I want to say thank you for joining me. As always, this is the Battle Club Guy's podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out their Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, the Battle Club Guy's podcast on YouTube. I'll be uploading live videos from this Saturday all through Pittsburgh. They're going to have a Payback store set up at the arena. I'll do a live walk around the arena from our seats. All that good stuff for you guys. This Saturday, it's WWE Payback. Will Rhea Ripley continue to reign on Monday Night Raw? Or will Raquel Rodriguez take that title from Rhea Ripley? It's Becky Lynch, Trish Stratus, round three. This time it's a steel cage. Will the man, Becky Lynch, show Trish Stratus that no one is thanking Trish Stratus? Or will Trish Stratus make Becky Lynch say the words, "Thank you, Trish." And it's LA Knight, yeah, versus The Miz. Will LA Knight show The Miz that he needs to go? He's living in LA Knight's world. Or will The Miz show LA Knight that LA Knight's just a 90s gimmick knockoff? Seth Rollins is fighting with a bad back. Will Seth Rollins continue to carry the weight of the World Heavyweight Championship on his back? Will Shinsuke Nakamura exploit Seth Rollins' weakness and take that World Heavyweight Championship? And it's a Steel City street fight in the Steel City. Will Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn continue their reign as Undisputed Tag Team Champions? Or will Finn Balor and Damian Priest be able to coexist, get along, bring that tag team gold to the Judgment Day? We'll find out all this Saturday, WWE Payback. I will see you in Pittsburgh.